We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. They started vaccinating 5 to 11-year-olds at city public schools yesterday, but there were a few issues, as Glenn Shuck reports live from City Hall this morning. Glenn?
Yeah, just didn't have enough vaccine in some places, Lee, that demand exceeding the supply. At least a dozen schools, we are being told, according to the mayor here, with issues, he calls them, he says, will be addressed immediately. Some of those issues will be addressed by mobile units being sent to the schools to help ease those long lines. Now, he also spoke on New York One about how the city will do better.
Any school where there's more demand, we will add an additional day or whatever it takes. Because we want to meet parents and kids where they are, wherever we can get them vaccinated.
And to make sure these children, Lee, ages 5 to 11, are getting those doses, the mayor also announcing this, that starting immediately, any city employee or contractor will get 4 hours of paid sick leave per dose per child to make sure they have the time to get their kids vaccinated. Again, that starts right away. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, live here at City Hall.
There was another protest against the mayor's vaccine mandate outside a sanitation garage on Staten Island last night, with demonstrators blocking trucks from leaving. Darius Radzius with more from the scene in New Springfield.
The rally grew from about 30 to nearly 100. Police tried to disperse the crowd to allow garbage trucks through.
You are blocking vehicular traffic.
Police did prevent protesters from getting onto the Verrazano Bridge. This protest followed a similar one last week, where 4 people were arrested.
And then I came over and I got arrested.
No arrests were made Monday night. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds News.
Cops have made an arrest in the shooting of a 14-year-old as he was getting on a bus in Harlem a few weeks ago. The suspect is 16. He's charged with attempted murder, but cops aren't giving us his name because of his age. Investigators say the bullets he fired bounced off the bus's windshield and a protective shield in front of the driver, possibly saving his life. The 14-year-old suffered a grazed wound to his head. Cops think the shooting was gang-related. 1010's AccuWeather. Lots of sun. Very nice today. A warm afternoon for early November. High 68. Some of the inland suburbs could be a few degrees warmer. 50 degrees now. Clear skies. Humidity at 71. The winds are calm. It's 50 and we're going up to 68 in Midtown. A new report finds more than 100,000 New York City public school students were homeless at some point during the previous school year, 42% increase from 2010. Jennifer Pringle of the Advocates for Children says the problem is largely concentrated in certain parts of the city.
In the Bronx, in central Brooklyn, in upper Manhattan. For example, in the Bronx, more than one out of every 5 students is identified as homeless.
At a time when many students were still on remote learning, the report finds 28,000 were in shelters and more than twice that many were living with friends or extended family. Nearly 4,000 were living in cars, parks, or abandoned buildings, according to this report. Mayor de Blasio, asked about the report, said he hadn't seen it, but added, "We have many fewer people in shelters than we did a year or two ago, and we have many fewer people in shelters now than when I took office." Jack Cittarelli has not conceded the race for governor in New Jersey, but Governor Murphy says he should, since he, Murphy, is currently up by about 3%.
We're going to count every vote. That's never been in question, right? So that's going to happen. But I think it's incredibly dangerous when it's mathematically impossible.
On the other hand, he says State Senate President Steve Sweeney, who's down about 4%, should not concede because, quote, "we have the respect to let that play out." Asked about the seeming double standard there, Murphy said, "I don't know the math on Steve's race." Chitterelli's people say they'll know in the next 48 hours whether they're going to ask for a recount. Right now, they say there are about 66,000 votes separating the candidates, but there are also 70,000 provisional ballots yet to be counted, along with an unknown number of vote-by-mail ballots. The city is suing a couple of landlords who between them oversee about 1,300 apartments. They're accused of not doing enough to protect tenants from rats and mice. According to the city, Leib Twersky and Manny Stein were given opportunities to correct the problems, but did not. The mayor's office to protect tenants says the office will work with landlords, but will also not hesitate to bring them to court if they're causing harm to tenants. The Queens DA is throwing out dozens of cases because those cases are connected to some problematic cops.
The 60 Queens cases that were thrown out hinged mostly on the testimony of three ex-NYPD detectives. Queens DA Melinda Katz says the three had been convicted of perjury or other crimes.
And therefore, I could not rely on the credibility of those convictions. I couldn't rely on the fact that three officers who had been convicted afterwards were telling the truth in court.
So legal aid attorney Elizabeth Felber says their record is now clear.
Nobody was still incarcerated. One man was still on parole. His parole has ended effectively, so those cases were dismissed.
The district attorney says her integrity control unit is still reviewing cases connected to seven other NYPD officers linked to misconduct. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Queens News.
You may recall the murder of Delia Johnson on a street in Crown Heights back in August. Another woman came up to her and just shot her in the back of the head. Now cops say they've got the killer. 42-year-old Claudia Williams was arrested in Jacksonville, Florida yesterday. Delia Johnson's family says they think Williams followed her home from a funeral. Announcing the arrest on Twitter, Police Commissioner Shea wrote, "You can run, but the long arm of the law will find you."
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.